Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for listening today. Very excited about our next guest. He's joining us from Sacramento, California, Brandon Miller from a company called 34 Strong. And Brandon is going to talk about building strengths-based independent... Brandon is going to talk about building strengths-based interdependent teams. Brandon, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you today?
Very good. Thank you. Thanks for joining us today. I'm very excited to talk to you about this because building teams is such an important part of what a lot of our business owners are going through. They're age 50 plus business owners. They've been doing a lot of the work themselves, and now they need to build teams so that they can fade off and be less have the business less dependent on them. So, Brandon, tell us a little bit about...
I understand that.
Tell us a little bit about you and your background and how you came to start 34 Strong.
Sure. About 12 years ago, I was introduced to an online assessment, a little quiz called the Strengths Finder through the Gallup organization. At the time, I was working with an organization where I had a senior leadership role, and this assessment, this test basically measures talent, tells us what people do well, and we took the assessment with our team and began the process of using it as a tool to build interdependence within our model, and we had great success. Subsequent to that, I went independent as a consultant, began to work with organizations, and looked to carry this forward. This instrument's being used by companies such as Facebook or Harley-Davidson, U.S. Bank, large, all the way down to very small organizations are using this as a means to build. And so about a couple of years ago, I had the opportunity to go out to Gallup, which is the parent company of this instrument, and be certified by them to carry this out to the world at large. And at that time, decided to build our entire brand around this concept of building strengths-based interdependent teams.
I've heard a lot of great things about that analysis tool. What is it focused on? Is it the whole idea of focus on your strengths and build upon them? Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's very very close. It's actually this idea that we all have inherent talent, which are simply patterns, and these patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving can be productively applied. Unfortunately, many of us shift our focus to fixing where we're weak. So we ask a person, tell me one thing you're great at. There's a pause. It's a little bit difficult maybe to articulate that so well. You ask them to articulate 5 things they're not great at, and they'll spit those out in a moment. What we do is we're shifting along with this others who are doing this work to say, let's focus on what's right with folks. Let's think about their talent, position them in a role that really fits who they are, whether that's the project, whether that's the position within the organization, and see how they grow as a team. And what we're learning is that we're seeing engagement improve, we're seeing turnover come down, we're seeing higher levels of productivity and profitability as a result of this instrument being implemented into teams and within organizations.
And this is something Jim Collins talked about years ago in Good to Great, which was put the right people in the right seats on the bus, right?
So absolutely.
Now, it all starts, I would imagine, with hiring the right people if you have that. But of course, a lot of people already have their team in place, and maybe they're finding that they're just in the wrong seats.
Yeah, and that can be, and we'll take it one step further. So, agreed, hiring is absolutely essential to finding the right people, putting them into the right position. But once we have a team, and most of us don't hire people to let them go, we want to develop them and see them, be fruitful, successful, and where we've placed them. And so there's this matter that comes about that every one of us in any organization that's more than 2 people will face, and it's communication. How well do we communicate? How well do we collaborate? Can we enjoy a collegial environment amongst each other? What the Strengths Finder does is not only tell us what we're strong at, but it helps us also to understand a way to articulate what we contribute to a team, but also what we need from a team. And communication tops that list so that I, as a team member, can help you understand as a maximizer. You mentioned Collins' book, Good to Great, a maximizer. I look for things that are strong to make them stronger. So that whole concept, good to great, really fits for me. So I enjoy getting onto projects that already are moving, they're doing well, and I want to take it to the next level or the next level. There's other people with different talents that that's not their space. They prefer the turnaround project. It's a theme called restorative. They really enjoy getting into something that's broke or needs to be fixed, and they love that process of bringing it back to a place of health. Difference of how talent is approached in a way that we can place people to fit which projects, which assignments that really work for their particular strength.
One of the ways I've heard it described is that a business team is like a sailboat where you have a mast, a rudder, a keel. You don't need three sails on a sailboat. You need
right.
a combination of different, right? It's a system. It's a system, and the system, like any system, has to have the right structure to it. So it sounds
yeah.
fascinating. It does. Does Strength Finders have a, do you recommend that business owners start with what do we need to complete this team, and then let's interview and have them do a Strength Finders to find out if that person is going to be a sail, a rudder, or a keel?
That could be. I mean, that's a wonderful description of where you can start with this. Typically, when we're brought into an operation that's going, it'll start with the management team, the leadership team. They want to understand that group because what we know is that managers are the glue to the organization. They're the key figures to carry forward culture. And so with a strengths-based interdependent culture, what we recognize is that, yeah, we need to know where the leadership team is, and then think about the rest of the team and how we would bring it down. Thankfully, you know, the Strengths Finders offer, number one, on Amazon, it's Strengths Finder 2.0 can be purchased. It's last 3 years, one of the highest grossing books on there. In fact, we recently learned that it was the all-time best-selling book on Amazon, so people are picking that up. But there's also an online version. It's $10 for the assessment, so I think the book's a few bucks more. And then it's a great way to begin that, and then when a consultant is brought in as part of that process, we help essentially for you to know the DNA of the team as it is today. Do we have an understanding of who we are, and then begin to think about placement, begin to think about how we position people for success.
Makes a lot of sense. So, Brandon, can you tell me about an experience that you've had when coaching or training that's really had an impact on an organization?
Recently, we worked with an operation that we were in three divisions. And the senior leader that brought us in, what she recognized is that they were disjointed. They needed something to give them direction, a mantra or modus operandi. And as we talked about the Strengths Finder, I had met this leader in a different operation, a different organization. And when she came into her new role, she wanted to carry this forward with this team. What we started with were the senior leaders. We began with them. Began to introduce them to their strengths. So it involves some one-to-one strengths conversations is what we call them, talking about strengths, who you are, because there has to be a validation process around the results, and then begin to understand my unique contribution. When you take the Strengths Finder, there's 34 different themes, so 34 different possible answers, and you get your top five in order. The odds of someone having the same five in the same order are 1 in 33 million, so the results are really unique to who you are, and it's a differentiator among other assessments that are out there. So with this particular team, we started there. We moved it into the next level of leaders and team members, did some team trainings, and what they are enjoying is a great shift in morale. They're noticing that the communication is improving. They're having more conversations around collaborative points that are leading to deadlines being met at a higher rate. The occurrences of issues or discrepancies coming down, and it's leading to higher levels of productivity. They're seeing engagement improve, and this is within about a 3 to 4 month period that we were working with them, and we'll continue that work ongoing.
That's fantastic. Well, that's incredible results in a short period of time. And how did that engagement when did they call you? You said that they were realized they were experiencing some dysfunction, but when did they call mm-hmm. you, and what was their initial conversation with you like?
Sure. In the initial conversation, it starts with they want to understand how to use the Strengths Finder. Many people have heard of this. Gallup is a very well-known worldwide organization. So they've heard something about it. You know, it's possibly an assessment they've participated in their personal life. And so this particular leader had heard of it, had experienced some of it, as I mentioned, another team, another organization, and wanted to see what that could go forward as. So the questions began with, well, where does this go? Because for most leaders, it's what's the destination? There's a lot of assessments out there that we can do, but where is the end point? And so as we talked about interdependence, and we talked about this mantra of a team, I serve us so we can serve others. Many teams where we fail is we know who the others are. We know who the end product, the people that, the product we're trying to bring out to market, but we forget us, the team. And if the team isn't attended to, then the team will suffer and the us eventually will not get the quality they are looking for. So that conversation as it grew became very clear to this leader that that was a destination that made sense for her, because in this team model of interdependence, you're finding where people do what they do best, as I mentioned, figuring out which projects work best. So then it really went into, well, how do we start? You know, where do we begin? Where's the starting point? And we began that process of mapping out a good strategy. And because we've worked with organizations over years, we have a pretty good process for where we can start, where we can end, and let a team really understand, and in this case, give them some months to see some of the results and decide then, are they seeing the progress toward the outcomes that we've measured, and then how do we carry it forward?
Now, you're really focused on building strengths-based interdependent teams, and how have you been able to do that with 34 Strong?
So 34 Strong, that is our mission. We realize that strengths personally are very important. We start with strong people, and it's marvelous. I mean, the results are just stunning, what a person can do with increased self-awareness. So our, you know, one of our flagship discussions and talks we do is leading with strengths. And so we've really seen leaders shift their focus from focusing on their own weakness to seeing strength and starting to develop them into interdependent leaders who then can lead interdependent teams. So as we've made that our focus, it definitely shifted our market. We realized that there is plenty of space in the market for the one-to-one coaching, and it's great to see that result. But with the teams, you're seeing a broader return for an operation, an organization, a corporation. You're seeing them really experience some long-term benefits. What we look for, what we call a sustained culture shift, that really leads to some of the levels we talked about, the engagement, the productivity, profitability improving for them.
So it just sounds to me like you've got so much potential to go into an organization. You know, these kinds of situations, they don't come with owner's manuals. How do you break down the walls between a team? How do you make them better communicators with each other? And that makes everybody happier and more productive. So it sounds like with Strengths Finders, you really have that tool that businesses have been looking for. But again, they could take it online. It's the interpretation and the implementation of what it comes up with that's real, where the real magic happens. Now, why have you made strengths such a critical part of your life and your business?
That's a great question. You know, in learning about this 12 years ago, I happened to be a father of 7 children and, you know, married to the same marvelous woman for going on 22 years. And so I've seen the benefit of strengths both in my family as well as in my business, in my community. Strengths is certainly not limited to the professional space. With our children, there's a version that you can take teenagers through. There's even a version of strengths you can take children through. And so watching this shift in philosophy around focusing on their strengths instead of trying to fix their weaknesses has had a dramatic impact personally. When we see it in the business realm and having been a consultant in many other areas, and I have such respect for different disciplines out there, but I haven't found an instrument with quite this potential to shift a culture to something that a culture can sustain, an owner, a board, a group that can sustain it by, you know, maintaining these, you know, the different exercises, different talks, the way they onboard, the way they evaluate, how they position people. And so just watching it work effectively, and I think that's what we all look for in our businesses, you know, what's really going to work, what's going to get results. It's why we're very passionate about this, enjoy talking about it, sharing it, and taking it forward both in our personal and professional lives.
Listeners out there, can you imagine anybody who is more qualified to talk about building strong interdependent teams than a father of 7? I can't. That's tremendous training you've been through there, my friend. That's fantastic.
We call it the strength laboratory here at the Miller Home. It's our laboratory. It's you're absolutely right. When I share that in my keynote or in a workshop or seminar. That is a credibility piece, without a doubt. So it's a great piece to discuss.
So you're a Vistage speaker. That means that you go to a group called Vistage International. That is a group for our listeners that don't know about of business owners that get together on a regular basis and listen to valuable topics and speakers that they choose. And so, Brandon, what's your topic about? What do you talk about when you go into a Vistage group or another business group? And how long does it last? And why should they? Well, what do they get out of it, I guess?
You got it. Yeah, that's a great question. With Vistage, typically when we're brought in, it's about a three-hour block, give or take a little bit there. Our topic is leading with strength, since we know we're probably going to be speaking to a room of almost all CEOs. Sometimes you get a COO in there, but mostly predominantly CEOs of companies between, you know, five and, you know, let's call it 500 million, you know, pretty broad group. But these are leaders that are really looking to grow. They are interested in that collaboration. It's why they are members of Vistage. And the testimonials from their growth and progress from that experience are pretty dramatic. And so as we come in, what we realize is we want them to have a takeaway, something that is actionable from that talk. And so in those 3 hours, we really focus on leading. How can you lead with strength? And so starting with themselves, what do they learn about their own strengths? Because each one will take the assessment before we talk. We'll validate their results. We'll talk about, you know, their, what we call their contributions, what their strengths contribute when they come into a space, do the work that they do, but also what do they need? What are the needs of their strengths? Every one of these patterns has both. And when they're understood, again, going back to that communication, collaboration, collegial space, it facilitates it. We move it into some leadership conversation around our proclivity to, at times, we want to answer instead of ask. And a cardinal mistake of leadership is that we assume, or we move with this idea that, why can't you be more like me? You know, we start with if I were you, some fatal words of leaders. And so we talk about the differences and how we as leaders can learn to become curious about other people's strengths. Every situation presents a what. You know, what happened? Where? What was the situation? But what's the why behind it? And learning how to use strengths as a resource to really understand what's the need of that team member? What's the need of my fellow executive or this manager that I can understand? And then we build into that just this understanding of focusing on strengths, just the overriding philosophy that when we look that way, we share the benefits. And so we leave them with some tools for, one, how they can take these instruments and grow personally, two, how they can begin to take it into their core management team, their senior leader team, and begin to build and grow with it.
That sounds fascinating. And they get all that in 3 hours and walk away with good ideas on how to build their teams, interdependency, and communication. It sounds fantastic. How do our listeners?
It's a heck of an infomercial. We'll say that. So we'll get in those 3 hours. You notice I talk fast, so we definitely try to get it in there.
Well, you have to talk fast when you're a dad of seven. You have to get your words in quickly. Hey, let me ask you one more question. If there were one diagnostic tool for human beings that creates the operations manual for a human being, would it be StrengthFinders in your assessment?
I think so, and here's why. Dr. Clifton, who was the founder of the StrengthFinder in 1949, had the question, what will happen when we think about what's right with people rather than what's wrong? And the man devoted his entire life to studying this idea of strength and talent. His conclusion was, we have so many words to describe what's wrong with us in psychology. Where are all the words to describe what's right? And he happened to live in the same city with George Gallup, ended up purchasing Gallup, which at the time was providing the world with polling data, sampling for making decisions, understanding what we thought. Well, there hasn't been a comprehensive study in its kind. Over 40 years, 2 million people surveyed. In my experience working with the instrument, with all of the academia behind it and the analytics, they're all available publicly. It's fascinating to learn how they arrived at their conclusion. This is a marvelous tool. I think it really provides a broad inventory, because not only can you see your top five, but for a little more of an investment, you can see all 34. So you actually can see the talents you use every day. But you also can learn the ones that you don't use, that aren't a part of you, which aren't meant to grow them, but meant to understand, wow, if I have these and my fellow leader has a different set, it helps me understand our differences. And those differences are actually advantages, not intended to be annoyances. So we learn how to leverage both. So I would answer yes to that question and actually feel very strongly about that.
And I like the fact that there's 34 factors, and if you can build a team and fill those, each put a check mark next to each of those 34 factors where you've got people that are strong in all of those, boy, you've got a heck of a thing going. And then it teaches you how to communicate amongst everyone. So it sounds like a heck of a tool. How do our listeners get in touch with you?
They can first locate us at our website, www.34, and that's the number 3, number 4, strong.com. It's a great place to begin. There's actually an ebook that we've written called Play Like a Team, Win Like a Team, and it's about building a strengths-based team. From that point, they can they'll log into our blog or have an opportunity to receive some of our strengths-based interdependent team discussions that come out in the small blog formats. And then always email. So Brandon_Miller@34strong.com is a great way to connect.
Well, thanks very much for joining us today. Now, listeners, if you are a Vistage chairperson or a Vistage member, tell your chair to listen to this interview and talk to Brandon about coming down and speaking to your group. And if you're not a Vistage involved with Vistage, you can still call them and tell them about your group that you want to help people, or maybe you just want one-on-one coaching. So, Brandon, thanks very much for joining us today. It's been a real pleasure. I learned a lot, and I hope our listeners did too. I want to check in with you at some point down the road. Maybe we can go through what some of the other case studies you've been through and some more examples about clients that you've helped along the way.
Very good. Thank you very much as well.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.